This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's a long way to the top if you want to establish a constitutional republic.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
You gotta want to be on the top. You gotta want to be free, or you're gonna be slaves. Donald Trump's agreed to stay a few more minutes with us, and he brought up, you know, somebody that he wanted to thank on air that I want to thank on air. He came in here a month ago. He's been on all these big shows. Just an incredible guy. I was aware of who he was, a patriot fighting communism all over the world. Tell us, Mr. Trump, about Mr. Stone, who helped get this interview set up.
Well, Roger's a good guy, and he is a patriot and believes strongly in a strong nation, a lot of the things that that I believe in. And, he, you know, I see him all over television. People like Roger. He's a tough cookie, I will tell you that, but people like him. But he's been so loyal and so wonderful, and he was the one. He really wanted me to do this interview, and I'm doing it. And we appreciate it, Roger.
Well, I knew who he was, but then I did more research on him. This guy literally fought communists all over the world, ran big elections against the Soviet Union in Latin America, in Africa, in Asia. I mean, and I know he's been friends with you for a long time and advising you. So, again, my respect level went up even more knowing that you're talking to real political operatives, not fake pundits that are on TV. And that brings me to mainstream media. I love the fact, when I first saw it a few days ago, they misrepresented it. They said Trump wants $5 million. Then I read deeper. You said give $5 million to wounded warriors before I go make CNN $50 million. That's what you make these shows.
Isn't that terrible? You know, they took that statement. I said give $5 million. I'm going to want $5 million that we're going to give to the wounded warriors or the vets, right? Which is the same thing as far as I'm concerned. We split it up. Because they're making a fortune on these debates, which never had anybody. You know, Fox had 24 million people. They used to get like a million. And CNN had the biggest ratings in the history of CNN. And I won't take full credit, but I'll take 99.9% credit. So I said, give me $5 million. I want to give it to the wounded warriors. I want to give it to the vets. But a lot of people said Trump wants $5 million. And I said it right in the same sentence, Alex. I didn't say it like
that's how they deceive.
I said, I want $5 million that will go to the wounded warriors. And they would play it. They even took the tape. You know, the tape is worse than the pen. They can cut it. So they say, give me $5 million, and then they cut it. Nobody knows, what am I doing? I'm asking for money to be on a debate. It's ridiculous. So I wanted $5 million to go to the wounded warriors in particular. And let's see what happens. I don't know. You know, the one problem, Alex, if I didn't go to the debate, then you know what would happen. They'd say, he's chicken. I mean, I think I won every debate.
But it's true. I mean, I saw one channel made like $40 million off you being on there. They should give all of it to the vets.
Well, they should give a lot more than five, I'll tell you right now. But, you know, the problem is if I say I won't do it, then the people that I'm debating, who, frankly, have been very easy, if you want to know the truth.
You can just correct them once you're on stage.
Well, the people I'm debating, they'll say, oh, he's chicken, he's chicken, he's chicken. You know, that's the problem with that. But it's hard when you're leading all the polls and then you don't show up to a debate and then they'll be doing numbers on you. But I would love to see money go to the wounded warriors. I think it would be so
great. I agree. What about crippled America? It's a number one. You got a big rally tonight. Everywhere you go, your crowds just get bigger. I mean, obviously, you're probably going to get the Republican nomination now. Wow. And you're ready for the dirty tricks. 1 minute left, Donald Trump. What do you have to say about your book and what's coming up?
Well, first of all, before the book, because you mentioned one thing, I had never heard that, but I am in this to win it. I am not in this to say, oh, gee, I've done a really good job. A reporter called up, a very powerful reporter, said, how does it feel? How does it feel? I said, it only feels because they said what we've done has never been done before politically. You know, I've been in the poll for 5 months since it came out. I'm number one. I said, it's only good if we win. If I don't win, I've wasted a lot of time. That's the way I view it. He said, no, you haven't. You haven't. I said, believe me, if I don't win. Because we can't do anything to make our country great if I don't win. I'll be watching television someplace. It'll be forget it. So I wrote a book called Crippled America. It's doing fantastic business. I don't know if you can see that thing right up
we
here.
We can.
But it's doing great business. I hope your audience goes out and buys it as Christmas gifts and everything else. And I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot, but you'll be looking at me in a year or 2 years. Let's give me a little bit of a time to run things. But a year into office, you'll be saying, wow, I remember that interview. He said he was going to do it, and he did a great job. You'll be very proud of our country.
Well, I'm impressed. I mean, you're saying you're fully committed. You know, there's no future if we don't take this country back. Donald Trump, I hope you can help uncripple America. Thank you so much, sir. You will be attacked for coming on, and we know you know that. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take your children and yourself and hide.
Be afraid of their governments. Governments should be afraid of their people.
Our government is responsible for the deaths of almost 100,000 interrupting your regularly scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancakes.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, for the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do.
Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you.
Everything was connected. We're all part of it.
I have a vision.
Are we ready for it?
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, my dad 110% believed in this country growing up. And my dad was involved in all sorts of different volunteer things in high school and college, and even some clandestine things. And then even after he'd done all that for this country, for no money, the IRS came when he had a dental office and claimed all these back taxes that he didn't know. And the IRS sat there in the mid-1980s, its own agency. Even Reagan couldn't stop what they were doing. And said, we're criminals, Mr. Jones. And so we had to sell everything we basically had to pay the IRS what they claimed he owed. And this woman sat, he brought in all his receipts, all his documents, his lawyer, and she said, we're organized criminals. We don't care. We're going to set you up in court. We're going to put you in prison. And he said, this isn't America. And they said, no, it's not. Well, you know what? I am America. And I watched all that happen. I'm just one more person you've abused. You're the criminals that infested our government and these corporations, and we're coming for you. We're one more person that has a vendetta. A vendetta that will be paid over and over again against you. And it's only the beginning. Now, we've got other huge news, not just Ted Nugent joining us, not just Donald Trump on earlier. Joe Biggs, as you know, I've wanted to go around to these reported jihad radicalization camps, a lot of them funded by the State Department and other agencies. And we have InfoWars Investigates American Caliphate. They're going to be gone for the next week plus in Texas, in New York, in Michigan, and in North Carolina, and many other states. This is only round one of this. The training centers, the military training areas, the fenced off areas where this is going on, what the locals think. Joe Biggs is going to be on the first 30 minutes with David Knight of the fourth hour. Then we will re-air in the fourth hour, the last 25 minutes or so, the Donald Trump interview. David Knight will be honchoing and quarterbacking and traffic copping that hour. But I will also have Joe Biggs on with us tomorrow on Thursday and Friday and Sunday with Josh Owens and Mr. Zimmerman, who are there on the road with him right now. But I want to say something to the viewers, the listeners. This isn't hype. It isn't a pep rally that, hey, we can go beat that team. And we've, you know, lost 8 of our 10 games and the other team's undefeated. And I'm telling you, we can do it. Come on, we can win. I don't do that. When we're in desperate straits, I'll tell you, and I have told you. But unequivocally, undeniably, in every fiber of my intellectual, spiritual, political, but also warrior body, in every facet of my manhood, all the gifts and weapon systems God gave me, I know we're winning and the initiative is turned towards humanity. It doesn't mean we'll win the final war against the devil for his 1 hour of power on this planet, which is biblically translated to about a year. But we win in waking people up when the great evil comes upon the earth, and that's what really matters, is the souls. We're winning, folks. The hearts and minds are beginning to turn. Some people are falling to complete ignorance, complete corruption, but others are really waking up to the larger universe, and it's beautiful. The fact that it's on the news, I don't want to quote him. He's been on the show before, but a famous rock star sent me a bunch of texts last night. I was already in bed at 10 o'clock, so I missed him. Went to bed at like 9:45. I don't usually do that. I usually go to bed about 1 or 2, but I went to bed early last night because I was really exhausted. And I had some chicken risotto with the kids, and I went to bed. But he sent me a text, and he said, man, this whole narrative, without showing the text, let me just read it on air. Guys, don't show this. Let me just go to the... He said, the truth, I mean, is finally poking through, at least some version of it. All I have to say, a general comment, that the doubling and tripling down on the ISIS narratives and global warming is starting to unspool fast. The headlines today are incredible and would have been unthinkable a year ago in mainstream media. And then there's more said, but the point is, they're being challenged. Hey, you run ISIS, NATO. Hey, you're buying the oil. Hey, global warming's a tax to run a world government. Here's your admission. People are just taking what they say. Used to, Nightline would go, there's no world government. Only insane racists say it. We're like, but your thousands of your own documents admit it. I mean, literally thousands. Shut up, racist. Public, please read it. Here, shut up, racist. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Obamacare triples prices. Blah, blah. Shut up, racist. Hey, you admit you want the guns. Shut up, racist. That's all they got. You know, Hillary Clinton's really corrupt. Shut up, sexist. You don't like women, huh? How do you respond? Like, that's like saying, do you rape your wife? Love my daughters. Love my mother. Love women. Well, I'm in private company. That's who I pretty much hang out with. And then to tell me I hate women because I don't like this criminal, Hillary Clinton? That's outrageous. You're not going to slap me around with those labels. Say I'm a racist. Say I hate women. I don't care. You're the political operatives trying to screw everybody over. All I want is freedom, prosperity, transparency, private property, family, right to defense. Let men be men, women be women. I love this species. I'm a fan of humanity. Man, I know about our accomplishments, and I'm sick of all these piles of crap getting in our way, and I want you out of our way. I don't like you. I never liked bullies when I was a little kid, and I don't like them now. And I lost. No exaggeration. I was thinking about it the other day. It was probably over 100 fights. When I was 10, 11, 12 years old, I lost with guys that were 3-4 years older. But let me tell you, at a certain point, by the time I was about 12 or 13, it didn't matter if they were 3 years older. I kept pounding their faces in and jumping on them and ramming their head in the ground until they realized, hell, and the cops would show up. Somebody would have blood coming out their ears, and they'd say, my God, how'd you just beat up this 16, 17-year-old who weighs 230 pounds and you weigh 160 pounds? What's going on with you, kid? And I said, listen, they attacked me, and I stood up for myself. Sometimes those bullies, when I had their head knocking it in the pavement, would ask the question. And by the way, these aren't Ben Carson stories. They're a lot worse than I tell you. Everybody knows it. Everybody's got a sixth sense. I'd tell those bullies, I said, you wanted to hurt me. Don't you get it? I don't want to hurt you. I want you to get off me. And I want you next time to leave me alone. And to leave other people alone. It's like, I don't want to plagiarize it, but I actually said that to people. It's like an Ender's Game when he kills the kid or beats the kid up. And they said, why'd you keep attacking him? Because I didn't want him to come back again. I want him to leave me alone. I want him to get off my back. And the minute that good people out there decide to stand up against tyrants and stop being cowards is the minute this world starts being free again. And the minute we don't back down is the minute we start becoming free again. Stop backing down. Stop bowing down to these petty thugs that get in our face and use our conscience and use our goodwill to bully us into submitting to them in the name of political correctness. These people are a pack of mind control criminals, and their era is coming to an end. Now, it's going to get nasty in the fight, but we're going to beat them with God's help. Stay with us.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You can run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, sometime. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Thank you, Johnny Cash.
Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter.
Sooner or later, God's going to cut you down.
Tell him that God's going to cut him down.
That's right, they know it too.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
It's hard to turn that off, as I say.
You may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
That's right. Stop a cash.
Go tell that long time.
About an hour and 26 minutes and haven't done minute refueling. We need fuel.
Tell the Rams.
We're getting the fuel. We're energizing for full combat with the globalist. We're attacking them on every level. That's only been beta testing, as you can see. And as the hour draws near for the destruction of our republic and the birth of a filthy, degenerate, anti-God world government, you're going to begin to see people resist at every level. That's why we have a bunch of specials running right now. In fact, massive specials running right now at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com. We are extending free shipping right through to December 18th. That's the date that's guaranteed that you can get any product that's ordered by the 18th in the lower 48 in the contiguous United States. We've got 30% off things like methylcobalamin, medical grade, vitamin B12 to be taken under the tongue, secret 12. We've got 33% off DNA Force. We've got a bunch of different specials at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We have a free ebook, a year in the making. Man, they wanted to do this a year ago, took a year, they did it. I just feel bad because I don't promote it enough. It's Keys to Survival. We've got Joel Scalzi and Gerald Celente, so many others, on financial, personal, home, security, survival. It's a great free ebook. InfoWars.com/newsletter. Sign up for it. We send it out free. We have the InfoWars Premium Power Pack. Charges all of your electronic devices. Has the power to jumpstart almost any vehicle with the included jumper cables inside, keeping your bug-out bag or vehicle. Others charge $150 or more for packs with lesser specifications. We bring the InfoWars Premium Power Pack for only $119.95, and it will sell out in the next week because we only got 1,000 of them, which is still how I got a great deal. We private labeled it. This unit is $160. Units that aren't as strong are $140-something. This is $119 because we private labeled it. We can sell it for a lot less than when anybody else sells it, including Amazon. It's the InfoWars Premium Power Pack, just private labeled so we can offer it to you at an even lower price on the contracts. That's how stuff works, folks. You get around Amazon, you know, folks put these contracts in and you can't go below a certain price. Well, we just go around that by private labeling contracts. I'm just giving folks a little insider secret to bring you. Take colloidal silver, silver bullet. $9.95. I think it ends in a few hours, actually. It ends today. It's $24.95 private labeled at Whole Foods, the exact same product, private labeled by the same manufacturer. Well, we sell it for $19.95 usually, you know, and it's a big discount, but only $5. Now, Now it's discounted $15, $9.95. You cannot beat that deal. This is a loss leader right here. Silver Bullet, InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping until December 18th on top of a bunch of specials. There's a whole bunch of specials still running. Just go see them for yourselves. And know, when you buy these high-quality, game-changing products from us, you're not just getting a great product. You're also funding all crazy people. I mean, we're committed to fight these psychos to the end. We're rabid dogs.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Question they don't want you to ask. He has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Under my thumb, the girl who once had me down. Under my thumb, the girl who once pushed me around.
By the way, in the third hour today, we're joined by Lord Monckton from Paris, France, at the Public World Government Summit, where they're going to arrest us for our speech. It's all being announced, just flaming tyranny. Their answer to us exposing them is to not deny world government now, but to go, oh, yeah, it's world government, and we're going to arrest you if you don't like it. So they are uncloaking. That's what Klingons do before they fire. They uncloak. It was a cheesy Star Trek allegory. And we're getting Ted Dusen on the line right now. While we do that, I want to go to this report filed yesterday. He's got more in a whole other city today with his findings. But here's the pre-report filed last night at InfoWars.com by Joe Biggs on investigating the American Caliphate. Here it is.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we are on our first leg of a North American tour exposing the caliphate that has happened here in America. Now, we have a number of locations throughout the country that breeds radical Islam, that encourages it, that will even pay for people to go overseas to train, to become radicalized, and then fight troops overseas to come back to America and carry out attacks. Now, one of the largest stories in the country right now is whether or not we, as a country, as America, should allow Syrian refugees in mass numbers to be brought over in hopes that they'll assimilate, that they'll become American through and through. Now, our government has openly come out and said that they have supported Al-Qaeda, that they have given them arms, that they have trained them. And now we have a president who is openly supporting ISIS. He won't even call them what they are, which is radical Islam. Now, there are tons of peaceful Muslims in this country and throughout the entire world at that. InfoWars does not push Islamophobia. But what we do not like is the radicalization of Islam. People who have taken the word of the Quran, people who have taken that religion and completely blown it out of proportion to a radicalization to a point where they throw homosexuals off bridges, where they stone people to death for being raped, where they make women cover themselves and don't allow them to work or don't treat people equally. We don't want that to happen here in America. Now, I was just in Molenbeek, Belgium the other day, and that is an area that has been completely taken over by radical Islam. It's considered the jihadi capital of Europe. Now, on this trip, we're going to go to a few places that are like Molenbeek in Belgium that have large populations of Muslims from different parts of the country, from Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Yemen, all over the world. We don't have a problem with the ones who want to come over here, start families, get a job, and be peaceful. But what we want to expose is that double standard that's going on as well. We have companies, we have different businesses throughout America that have come out and said that they will not open their doors to Muslims. But then you have these places like in Molenbeek, where we went to in Belgium, where they don't allow myself to even walk around. I can't even go into a restaurant because of who I am, because I'm an American, because I'm white. That is what we have a problem with, is that right there. You can't defeat racism by having more racism. You can't ask for equality and ask for rights when you're denying other people those exact same things. It just doesn't work that way. So that's what we're here to do, is expose that double standard. We're here to investigate the caliphate that is starting to unfold here in America because we have open borders, because we have a White House, a president who allows this to happen, even though there's insiders in Washington who say that the attacks that happened in Paris were because of open borders. So it's not racist to go, hey, we should shut these borders down. We need to shut them down and then figure out a better way to vet the people, because the FBI says they don't have the ability to vet all of these refugees. Like I said before, many that are coming through will be peaceful people. They will become Americans. They will get jobs. They will raise families, and you'll never hear from them again. But then you're going to have a few bad apples that have slipped through. So that's what this whole trip's about, is exposing that right here. So stay tuned for the next few days. We'll give you reports from different locations across the Northeast and our way back down towards Texas. So stay tuned for more reports. Go to Infowars.com. I'm Joe Biggs.
That was Joe Biggs from an undisclosed location. He's going to be live in the fourth hour today. They're going to six different jihadi training camps. In fact, if you see that fence right there, he was at one last night. That's where that was shot. This is obviously not very safe to do, so we're not announcing where he's at until he's left or where he's going next. We obviously had Donald Trump on, dropping bombshells in the last hour, and now, saving the best until last, we have the Motor City Madman, the Stranglehold King himself, Ted Nugent, joining us for the next 20-plus minutes to talk about the state of this country, the state of this world. Ted Nugent, I've got to say that I'd love to see you as the vice presidential running mate with Donald Trump. There's a lot of bad stuff happening, but I can feel the energy, the reawakening of America, liberty rising. I've been very negative in the past, and correct me if I'm wrong, but are you not feeling the tectonic, explosive, volcanic energy, the rebirth of America beginning to happen, or am I wrong, Ted Nugent?
Well, Alex Jones, number one, the truth is so glaring right now, the self-evident truth, the common sense, the logic that you share with everybody on your programs and in, with your voice. I salute you for that. But, you know, here it is, December 2015, and the whole world sucks. America sucks less, but we got a government and a media and academia that are trying to catch up with Indonesia. But let me tell you, Alex, just to make sure we stay on a positive note here, though we will delve into the horror stories that run amok, America sucks less. But during the hunting season in Texas, Alex, it don't suck at all. I mean,
absolutely.
I'm bringing you effervescent glowage of spirit wild backstrap jihadi celebration. But as I celebrate the good, I celebrate the good because America still has unlimited good. But it is our job, it is our sworn duty, if you have a brain, if you have a soul, you will be more like Alex Jones and Ted Nugent and the Hellraisers, because our number one responsibility, as we the people, in this unique and unprecedented experiment in self-government, our job as Americans, job one, raise hell and demand accountability. Remember the Alamo. Remember Concord Bridge. We didn't meet the British at Concord Bridge to serve tea, be tolerant, and see how many guns or what kind of guns they came to take. We met them at Concord Bridge, and we blew their punk-ass brains out. And I smell the beast approaching the door more and more every day. So thank you for spreading the truth. Thank you for spreading the logic and common sense. But let me tell you, I'm not just going to give you a Ted Nugent, you know, ultra shine on what Alex Jones represents, because I travel this country. I've already shared 20-some hunting camps with working hard, playing hard Americans, people that still set their alarm clock and still dedicate themselves to be productive assets for a strong America. And what you represent, Alex, what I talk about, is not an Alex Jones, Ted Nugent hunch. We presume nothing. What the families I share campfires with, remember, Alex, it's intimate. These people don't hold back. If Ted Nugent represents anything, it's that is nothing. Nothing is sacred, and you can unleash the beast. And when they express their beliefs about this criminal empire in the government of the United States of America, this freedom-hating, America-hating punk president, and his entire...
The globalists should surrender right now. They have no idea that the sleeping giant is rising.
Oh, it's rising. That's my point, is these people still work really, really hard. But as we've talked about in the past, the enemy isn't necessarily the ultimate enemy. The real enemy of America is lazy ass, apathetic, uninvolved, non-participating Americans.
Amen.
Who don't know their mayor, they don't know their governor, they don't know their senator, they don't know nothing. Those people claim they believe in the Second Amendment, and they're not even members of the NRA, Alex. These people are rock solid in the liability column of America. But again, as I shine the light on the bad and the ugly, there's still increasing good out there, because more and more families, more and more hardworking moms and dads and just people that are in the asset column of America, they now recognize the curse, the self-inflicted curse that is Barack Obama and the liberal Democrats, who hate freedom, who hate the Constitution, who hate the Bill of Rights. They don't believe in self-defense. They don't believe in independence. They don't believe in being the best that you can be. They are intentionally on a runaway freight train to weaken America and to reward the bloodsuckers while they punish the producers. So I know I'm preaching to the choir out there.
No, but I want you to elaborate. How could Europe, how could Obama openly open this up to radical Islam, let them kill us, and then Obama goes to France and Hollande goes there and says, we saved you, pass global government carbon taxes to show the jihadis, and Putin is exposing that Turkey's buying the ISIS oil. I mean, this is crazy.
It's I mean, my brain is pested by the hour, not just occasionally, not just daily, by the hour. what this president does, what this government does, what the academia is.
What do they think they're doing? Let me, you're a smart guy. I mean, you really are. I respect you. What do you think they're thinking up there? Don't they know that they're just wrecking the country and pissing everybody off?
You know, Alex, I'm going to answer your question, but allow me to elaborate and get there. I believe that the reason America is stupid, apathetic, uncaring, slovenly, and allowed Barack Obama to become president, allowed Lois Lerner not to be shackled and imprisoned, allowed Nancy Pelosi to tell the people she works for that we don't need to read the document, we need to sign it to find out what's in it. And I could go on and on with 1,000 examples that would make you throw up. But ultimately, it's because we didn't play Old Yeller in our school system back when it was produced. From kindergarten to 12th grade, there should have been an Old Yeller day. Then there should have been a Patriot movie day. Then there should have been a Braveheart movie day. Then, of course, there should have been a Dirty Harry day. But because we haven't taught self-sufficiency, the instinct to self-preservation and self-defense with the utility of the Second Amendment, that is why we are in the, I wish I could use the word cluster. It's a military term, but I'll give you the first two syllables, cluster. There is a cluster whack in existence today, and here's the bottom line if we would have been taught Old Yeller. I don't care why he's foaming at the mouth. I don't care how he got rabies. He's rabid. Get rid of the damn dog. When Old Yeller brings you slippers, give him a biscuit. When he foams at the mouth, you shoot him between the eyes. Any questions?
You're sad about it, but you got to put him in the ground.
You got to do it. America, you got to cleanse this country. No, I'm not talking about shooting anybody. I'm talking about dealing with an outrageous condition that is painful and traumatic and frustrating. But if you don't face the beast,
you're dead.
You're dead. And that's what's going on. But again, I got to tell you, you know, I'm rather buoyant and effervescent as I speak with you today because I just got out of my tree stand. I just hung up a beautiful buck with a beautiful arrow, and my dog's got fresh liver. I'm so happy I can understand myself. But I'm writing my articles for WND.com. Wait till you read tonight's WND.com piece. Wait till you even my deer and deerhunting.com. I write these articles, and I weave in an absolute declaration of independence, an absolute declaration.
Yes, we must declare it. We aren't going along with this.
Well, too many sheep exist, but I think more and more Americans are waking up to their sheepdog duties. And I don't really care why Barack Obama is the enemy of America. I don't really care why Nancy Pelosi is a brain-dead, vicious freak. I don't care how Sheila Jackson Lee is allowed to stay in
Texas. Or why Harry Reid's a piece of crap.
I don't understand why Mumbles McReed is allowed to go over. Can I entertain your listeners for just a moment?
Yes, sir.
Can I do my best Harry Reid impersonation?
Please.
All right. My name is Ted Nugent, and this is just an impersonation on the Alex Jones Radio Show. But we actually have an elected official that sounds like this.
Well, you know, see if they saw it, and you confess that. I don't visit. Please, but I didn't pay his taxes.
These liberal Democrats are some strange subhuman freak.
They can't even talk.
Obviously, subhuman freaks vote for.
You just hit on my problem. You just hit on my problem, Ted Nugent. Ted, to interrupt, you just hit it. How could we be ruled by such gibbering weirdos? That's what gets to me. These people are pathetic known criminals.
If I didn't laugh, I'd probably throw up. Blood, it's so insane. But the bottom line is, again, I don't care how I know how it happened, but I don't care why America got apathetic. I just need to sound the alarm like Alex Jones does every damn day and wake people up that if you don't participate by raising hell and demanding accountability from your elected officials on a daily basis, you are a green door welcome mat for Barack Hussein Obama and the Valerie Jarrett communist maniac.
You're bending over.
If you're not standing up fighting the beast, you're bending over and taking it in the ass, and that's what liberal Democrats want everybody to do. But I got to tell you, I keep saying I got to tell you, because I do get input. I right now I have 20-some million Facebookers. You should read. I was up to 33.6 million Facebookers off and on the last few months because I reek of self-evident truth and logic and common sense and the evidence to support it. We are alive and well out there, Alex, but we haven't raised adequate hell yet. And I think with Trump and Ted Cruz and what I'm hearing, some awakening by some of these GOP guys, now I'm not excited yet, but I'm truly I'm getting to the point of being.
We're at least in the game. I agree. People are waking up. Stuff's worse than ever. I'm not even saying we're winning, but at least we're not in a total coma. I'm just wondering why. The socialist liberal establishment is so arrogant and so crazy and shooting down Russian airplanes that are bombing ISIS and getting caught buying their oil. I mean, Obama has been caught trying to set up a caliphate. It's true. He does want to overthrow this country. And I just wonder, what is our establishment thinking? I mean, I know they're not perfect, but they really want to put bags on our women's heads?
Well, you know, I hear hope coming from Ted Cruz and hope coming from Donald Trump, and I occasionally hear hope from Marco Rubio and Carly Fiorina. I think there's some great people. I don't think they're the Michael the Archangel quite yet. I think Ted Cruz would make the best president we may have ever had. I'm not endorsing anyone, but I'm in.
He's frighteningly intelligent.
Yes, and he's constitutional. He's not a Ted Cruz guy. He's a U.S. constitutional servant, which is what elected employees are supposed to be. In fact, they've taken an oath, a vow to the U.S. Constitution, and they wipe their ass with it every 3 minutes, except some of my Republican friends. I can't even think of any Democrats that really look like Americans nowadays. I'm absolutely appalled that anybody would put a D after their name.
Well, that's it. That's it. I mean, the Democrat leadership and their constituents now, more and more, literally hate America and have a death score to settle and want to mount our head on the wall like a trophy when this country and our forebears gave these spoiled-ass bitches everything they got.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in the most heartbreaking words that are available to us, Alex, and I want everybody to listen closely. I know I'm just a guitar player, but I'm a father and a husband. I'm an asset to my neighborhood, to my fellow Americans, to my fellow human beings. I'm an asset to the environment, and we could get in detail that in another show. But for some reason, I am contacted every day of my life by heroes of the U.S. military. When they're about to retire or when a flag-draped coffin comes home, and the family contacts me. So that's where my energy and that's where my perseverance and that's where my indefatigable patriotism comes from. And you know what these U.S. Marines and these Army heroes and these Navy and these Air Force, you know what they're telling me, Alex? That they're retiring because they're not allowed to be Marines anymore.
They got
to
wear red
shoes. They're retiring because they're not allowed to be soldiers anymore. And they are absolutely heartbroken and shattered that their commander-in-chief is the enemy. That's not my words, Alex. Those are the words of heroes that have trained to defend and fight for the American, the U.S. Constitution and freedom. They tell me with tears in their eyes that they don't know what to do with the...
I can't believe it either. Why would the elite that already runs the country want to put it down the toilet? But you're right. We really are held by an enemy. Who is that enemy? What do they want to do? How do we stop them, Ted Nugent?
Well, we stop them by galvanizing everybody in our family and our coworkers, our friends at church and school and deer camp. We, the people who know self-evident truth and know that the Constitution is the outline for common sense, for freedom and individuality, and for God-given individual rights that were written down so a king or a despot or an emperor or some punk could try to take them away from us again. If we know that to be true, if we actually believe that America is the best place and it's on a downward spiral because of the commander-in-chief, then you absolutely must be registered to vote. You have to communicate with your elected officials. And in 2016, don't wait for Michael the Archangel, the perfect Republican candidate. If we don't vote Republican in 2016, we will become Barack Obama's dream, and that is a suburb of Indonesia where individuality, independence, and freedom is gone like a dodo bird.
Well, I'll expand on that. You write for WorldNetDaily.com, and Farah said on the show that he was so sick of Republicans selling out that he thought he'd teach him a lesson in 2008. He wasn't for McCain. I wasn't either. And then Obama came in, and we can't relate with somebody that actually wants to bankrupt and destroy the country and hates freedom and hates Christians. And then you come to grips with the fact that's really happening, and then you realize, I mean, they're demonizing Donald Trump because, okay, only hundreds of Muslims celebrated 9/11. So what? Hillary said she was in combat in Serbia, and it's all made up, Brian Williams style. The point is that it doesn't matter what they say about Trump or Cruz or any of these people. We certainly can't support Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. I mean, good God. Talk about nails in this country's coffin.
I've changed some of my hardcore conservative friends from abandoning ship by giving them this analogy. Your daughter is dying. She's on the island. You have to get the medicine to her across the water, or she will die. Your best boat is gone. You have the enemy with the only boat. Do you or do you not get on that less than desirable boat to get your daughter's life-saving medicine to her? America is dying, and whether the GOP candidate is perfect or not, it's the only boat going to the island that will get medicine to a dying country. And we got to quit with this demand for perfection. Now, let me tell you, if it was John McCain, which was a complete joke, he was a complete idiot. And as much as I respect Mitt Romney, he acted like a complete idiot. He came to a gunfight.
He rolled over.
He came to a gunfight with a crayon. It was embarrassing. He deserved to lose, except so many Republicans, so many independents said they wouldn't vote because he wasn't perfect, and look what you got. You got the devil in your living room because Barack Obama slid in while you were waiting for Michael the Archangel. Thanks for nothing.
You said it, and Ted Nugent, you actually brought tears to my eyes, and that rarely happens to me when you talk about America's dying. America is dying. Those aren't words. This country is dying.
It's dying.
And then you look at other countries, there's not many to go to. It's so sad. And it's being replaced by demonic, hateful scum. I mean, it's crazy.
Alex, let me give you another perspective that I'm really humbled and honored and privileged to have. And that is on my Facebook and my communication. I get these texts and emails through my office all the time from people from everywhere around the world, from Japan and Australia and England and Ireland and Belgium and France and Spain, because the rock and rollers love the attitude. They love Stranglehold.
Well, your music's as good as it gets, too, so let them be.
They know that only a guy that kills his own food with sharp sticks and defies punk-ass peer pressure can write a song like Stranglehold, and deep down in their sheep-like European butts, they know that there's a warrior somewhere, but they're not allowed to be warriors. So they love my music, and you know what they express to me thousands of times every day on Facebook? I get comments from Belgium and all across the European landscape. Ted, we look to America as the last place for individuality, for being the best that you can be, for freedom, for the American dream. It only existed with a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. And, Ted, you're throwing it away. They know I fight. But overall, we are throwing it away in the name of more sick days and more welfare.
Switzerland and America are the last countries to fall, and Switzerland's falling to tyranny as well. We are falling. And what comes if we fully fall? What will they do to us, Ted Nugent?
Well, they're going to have to trample the weak and hurdle to get the dead to get to me. I just got a new 300 blackout. And, you know, we could talk about firepower. We talk about all.
Ted, I know you got to go, but we got to break for 60 seconds. Do 5 more minutes with us. Talk about the latest you're up to. Final comments with Ted Nugent back in 70 seconds after this break. TedNugent.com. I'm Alex Jones from Infowars.com. We had Donald Trump on Unleashed. Donald Trump is a listener, folks. That's the inside baseball. And that interview is coming back up as well. Ward Monckton coming up from Paris. After Ted Nugent finishes up for 5 minutes.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.